If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a heartwarming story written by Eileen Mitchell. It illustrates how it's hard to put a price tag on love. When Linda Appleby's dog, Bijou, died last year, she decided to go solo for a while. Driving her decision was the fact that she was unemployed, and she knew all too well the costs of having a pet. But one day she was running errands when she received a call from a friend, something about a dog Appleby had to adopt, now. I didn't care how sad this dog's story was. I didn't want to hear it. I told my friend there was no way I could get a pet right now. Of course, she didn't listen to a word I said and emailed a photo of the dog with his heart-wrenching story. Tibet was a 12-pound Chinese crested dog around 6 years old. He'd been found wandering the streets of San Francisco 2 years ago. An elderly woman had adopted him, but now she was no longer able to care for him. The poor dog hadn't enjoyed any exercise or stimulation for a long time and was in dire need of a new home. Okay, I was curious. I called the woman trying to place the dog and reiterated that I wasn't ready to adopt, but wouldn't mind meeting him to see if we bonded. I should have known better. The moment Tibet pranced into my apartment and looked into my eyes, I knew I was in trouble. It's been almost a year since this little guy came into my life, and I'm totally in love with him. When I realized that he wasn't responding to his name, I changed it to something a little bit more personal. Since I'm a chef, I thought truffle would suit him well. Recently, we were at Kay Park, Mill Valley, when a normally friendly dog attacked Truffle, biting him on the back in three places. The wounds were superficial, but I took him to the vet just to be safe. While we were there, I casually mentioned that Truffle also had a little fatty tissue on his side. Dr. Mary was concerned enough to do a biopsy. Good thing. The fatty tissue turned out to be an aggressive mast cell tumor that it had to be removed immediately if we hoped to save Truffle's life. Although the cost was astronomical and I'm unemployed, I told the vet to operate. I had to. Truffle is my love bug. After the surgery, I got the news that the cancer was stage one and they believe they got all of it. Life is peculiar. If that dog hadn't attacked Truffle, we wouldn't have gone to the vet, and we wouldn't have caught the cancer while it was treatable. I shudder to think what the outcome might have been. Yes, the surgery killed my bank account, and I'm still not working. But here I am today with this dog that I love so much and hope to cherish for years to come. He was worth every dime because you can't put a price on love. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with that sentiment. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.